Mr. Millions, how are you today, sir?
Just fine. How are you doing, sir?
Well, we're trying to get to the bottom of the Johnny Gaudreau thing, and we had Eric DeHatchik on yesterday. We have Rob Kerr next, so I figure if I just listen to my darn elders, I might learn something here. What are your thoughts on the lack of a deal thus far, and of course, the remaining 7 weeks before the season actually starts?
Well, obviously, there's a disagreement in terms of what Louis Gross and Johnny Gaudreau's camp feels his worth and time is compared to what the Flames have to do in terms of their salary cap going forward. Not knowing all the details, but understanding a little bit, it's just fair to say that both are trying to determine exactly where Johnny fits in, not just financially, but the term of which he needs to play here in Calgary. Now, it's one thing to be a fan favorite. It's another thing to have to control the budget like Brad for a Living has to do. And my sense is that he wants Johnny to fall into that budget. And he'll be patient and willing to do so as long as he entirely has to.
Yesterday, I asked Eric DeHatchik this, and I'm going to ask you the same question and Rob Kerr next, because I don't know that it's black and white or that we'll have consensus. And that probably is saying a lot in the sense that there's two parties that know a lot, and everyone else is, we're just trying to gather as much info as we can. If the Flames laid out a $60 million 8-year contract, which is $7.5 million, the same contract that Ekblad has, the same contract that Tarasenko has, do you believe that Johnny Gaudreau's camp would sign that today if that was put on the table?
Yes, but it's not going to be put on the table. Not in my opinion.
Okay.
I think the facts remain this. Sean Monahan signed a contract at $6.375 million per year. Mark Giordano's new contract starts at $6.75 million per year. And I believe that the Flames are fairly adamant in terms of not exceeding Mark Giordano's contract. And I think that they use the captain as a benchmark. And I think that's a wise way of doing it. What this does do is put the onus on Louis Gross and Johnny Gaudreau to determine what they feel their worth is and can they play within the rules of the Flames. Now, they might exceed 6.75. I just highly doubt it. But what would be wrong for Johnny Gaudreau signing a contract in the same kind of 7-year range of Sean Monahan at $6.65 million? What would be so wrong?
Oh, I don't think, yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Raj. If that was
I think the feeling of onlookers that suggest 7.5 and 8, that would be in Johnny's favor and understandable. They are fans of his, and they think that he is a comparable to a guy like Vladimir Tarasenko. And to a point, he is. But I think there's much more to prove as a hockey player, both on the ice and in the community, for Johnny Gaudreau. And I think that's where a lot of the Flames' stance sits.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought the Monahan deal was one that was going to be easier to get to the number because there were so many comparables. And I do think Tarasenko is a good one, but it's not a perfect one because some people have suggested, oh, well, you know, there was that Russian factor. He could have gone to the K, so maybe that got him some more dough. And then Aaron Ekblad, it's an extension that doesn't kick in for another year. So that's a lot of security. In a sense, he knows where he is for the next 9 years. He's also a defenseman. That's different than Johnny. Are the comparables not as good for Johnny as they were for Sean?
I don't think that necessarily they're comparables. Just because of the type of players they are and what they want. We really don't know, because Louis Gross has not talked to the media about the terminology in the term, rather, that Johnny Gaudreau wants. Is it 7 or 8 years, like Sean Monahan? Is it 4 or 5 years for more control of his future? Does Johnny Gaudreau feel that in 4 years' time, he will be the equal of a Patrick Kane and a Jonathan Toews or a Sidney Crosby and want 10 to 12 million? Perhaps that has something to do with it. It's one thing to ask for 8 now. It's another thing to think that perhaps down the road, you're worth more than that. And depending on what the salary cap does in the next 5 years, perhaps that's Johnny Gaudreau's feeling.
Yeah.
Sit there and wait and see. Maybe play it, take a shorter term contract for the next one to be the mother load.
Yeah, interesting. And I would suggest, and maybe I'm wrong here, a shorter term contract where you're not buying away UFA years from Johnny Gaudreau's camp, I would think that average annual value would be lower as a result. You're not costing him free agent cash, so you don't have to give him more money in the situation where you would be eating up some UFA years. Would you agree with that?
That's the theory, you know, that's the theory or the hypothesis that we get from these negotiations. But until you're involved with them, and we're not, all you can go is rely on agent friends that I have, that you contact, general managers that are willing to talk to me about how they deal with their people aside from Johnny Gaudreau. Yeah, that's the theory behind it all. And the other theory is, what does Johnny Gaudreau really want to do? I do believe he'd like to stay in Calgary, and he would like to have a max contract, but he wants it on his terms. Brad Treliving would like to see Johnny Gaudreau stay here for a max term. He would have to want to, however, keep his contract in line. And I think that after two seasons, there's more for Johnny Gaudreau to prove. He wants to win. I don't think there's any question about that, and he wants to stay here. But can the numbers fall in line to what the team needs? And does he put himself, and I mean, I don't think Johnny does this, but does the agent put Johnny ahead of the Mark Giordanos and the Sean Monahans?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
So you don't think he should make more than Monahan, or just slightly more if he does?
If he does, maybe slightly more, but I don't put him at the top of the Calgary Flames money chart.
No, the other thing I would
that
argue,
is my feeling.
Yeah, and sure, and that's fine, Roger. I think that's a fair take. I understand what you're saying with this sort of internal cap, where hey, this guy's our captain, Giordano. He's a Norris caliber defenseman or candidate caliber, a Norris finalist kind of guy. But the other thing that we have to keep in mind with that Giordano deal is that you're also taking him right up to 40 years of age. So they're paying a guy 6.75 for now on an AAV, yes, but they're also going to be paying him 6.75 when he's close to 40. So maybe that isn't reflective of his current value. Is that an argument you buy or not?
Well, it's a possibility, Ryan, but again, we don't know. Unless you sit in general manager player meetings, I know I don't. But is that the only criteria used here? I think there's a lot more to it. Yeah, you've taken Mark Giordano's a different animal. Yes, I know that. But Johnny Gaudreau's money-making possibilities are a lot greater than Mark Giordano's. This is Mark Giordano's final contract, right?
Yep.
Right? Johnny Gaudreau, at age 23, likely, I would guess, could have as many as three more contracts and could, with the way he plays, play up to the age of 37 or 38. And I don't think that's unfair. That's 15 years of earning power.
Yeah.
And I think personally, that's something that Brad Treliving, Brian Burke, and the Brain Trust is trying to impart on Louis Gross. I don't blame Louis Gross for trying to get the most money that he can for Johnny Gaudreau. And in some eyes, they think he's available at 7.5 and he's a Tarasenko clone. I just don't think he is yet. I think there's more for Johnny to prove on the road, how he plays against the great players of the National Hockey League. And if he can pull the same kind of weight Sean Monahan does at both ends of the ice, he proves that over a short period of time, then yes, sir. Yes, sir. With his dynamic skills, he should be paid as good as anyone in the NHL. But until that happens, and I don't believe that happens yet, I think he falls in line with the Flames say. You might call that being a homer or cheering for the home team, but the reality is, I truly don't believe he's going to make more than 6.75. I could be eating my words in 3 weeks to a month. I don't think he signs before the end of the World Cup either.
Yeah. Well, I think when you talk about not negotiating during the tournament, that's reading smoke again. We're not in the room, but that sort of leads you to believe they're not real close. It's not dotting I's and crossing T's yet.
Well, I think that's garbage, too. That's just a negotiation. That's not garbage. It's negotiation.
Yeah, sure.
It's all about negotiation. You can't tell me if they weren't closer. If they weren't closer, they wouldn't sign. They would.
It is Roger Millions, Sportsnet's Flames reporter and reporter out here in Calgary area, joining us on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Enjoy flame grilled burgers paired with local craft beer. Visit their new location, open in East Hills, that's 17th Ave and Stoney Trail Southeast. Roger Millions with myself, Ryan Pinder, and Will Nault.
Roger, I'm curious because I agree with you. I think Gaudreau's got a lot to prove. He's only played two full seasons at this level. Where do you see the biggest improvements that he has to make moving forward?
The biggest improvement would be to play at both ends of the ice in every arena in the National Hockey League, and be as motivated to do so as he can. There's no question of what he can do offensively when he's not checked. But when he's on the road, Will, he plays against the very best defensive units, and he plays on the power play in opposition rinks. And until you see how teams defend against him on the road, and unfortunately I get the luxury of doing that, mm-hmm. It's a whole different story. It's a brand new world for Johnny Gaudreau on the road, and it's hard. And that's where Sean Monahan shines. and a Mark Giordano shines. They play as good on the road and have the potential every single night they play on the road. Consistency is the thing those two guys bring me. Johnny's close, and he's wonderful at home, but he needs to show me the consistency in both senses, home and away.
How much do you believe those two play into each other, Monahan and Gaudreau? How much has Monahan made Gaudreau better, and how much has Gaudreau made Monahan better? Because there's a lot of people that think they're closely tied, but at the same time as well, you mentioned it. Monahan's more consistent, and he's probably a guy that you can trust more in certain matchups on the road. So how would you tie those two together?
Well, they're obvious because they play together so much, but they're totally different players. There's nothing about them the same in terms of what they do. When they play the Los Angeles Kings, Sean Monahan has to face Anze Kopitar all night long. Now, last season, who did Johnny Gaudreau play against? Was it Milan Lucic when he was a King? Was it Tyler Toffoli when he was a King? Totally different. They rely on each other because they're line mates, but I just the comparable of the players is totally different, in my opinion. Could be wrong. But they do rely on each other. Obviously, they play together so much.
What do you believe a shorter-term deal for Johnny looks like then? Because we know he's 5 years away from UFA status, could be four. Are they going to do a 2 or 3 year term? Do they risk going to free agency? How do you see that playing out?
Well, Will, that's the million-dollar question. I think we all had the answer, we'd be away. I do think he's somewhere between $6.65 million and $6.7325. That's where I think he sits. The question is, can the Flames keep him to that 4 years or less, retain him as an RFA, and sign him to the big kahuna after that, be it $9 million or $10 million? What is Johnny's agent willing to do? I think if it was up to Johnny, this would be done. I really mean that, because I do think that he's that kind of guy, that he wants to play and he wants to win, above all else. But there's my guess, something like 6.65 to 6.735, just under Mark Giordano's total. And the question is, what's the length? Could be wrong, but that's what I get the sense of talking to Brad Treliving and to people that are fairly close to the situation.
Yeah, it's a fascinating negotiation because the sample size is so small, Roger. I mean, we're talking about less than 160 games for a guy who at times has been their best player by a mile. And then, as you mentioned, other times it's been tough slugging for him. You mentioned the road splits. The power play numbers weren't good for this team anywhere last year. He was slightly better on the road, but that doesn't tell you a ton. Even strength, he was much worse at points on the road, obviously. The shot totals are pretty close. I really don't know what to make of it. I wish I had another two seasons to look at. We just don't.
But that's why you should give him two more seasons.
Yeah. Huh.
That's why it's, you know what, you nailed it with your synopsis. We need more time to see what Johnny Gaudreau is all about. If he wants 8 million times 7, which if Louis Gross wants that, I think he's going to have to wait for that. I don't think he's going to get 8 million. I really believe what I told you is going to happen, and I think it's for a shorter term. I think it would be, if it was a longer term, it would have been done long ago.
Who is there more pressure on if this season starts without Johnny Gaudreau? Because for Johnny, you're not making money, and your name is Johnny Hockey, not Johnny Entrepreneur. He's not got other things to line his pockets with, other occupations. I mean, maybe he can drive a Zamboni at his dad's rink. I can't see anything else where he can make money. Would you risk going to the K? The agent probably wouldn't want to do it.
No.
And then on the other side, Roger, you've got a GM who has just hired his first coach. You probably don't get a lot of those. And you saw what a bad start can do to your club last year. Who's there more pressure on, Treliving or Gaudreau, if it's October 20th and he's not in the lineup?
I think it's an equal amount, but I really don't believe that's going to be the case. I believe that Johnny Gaudreau will come to a contract agreement after the World Cup before the first regular season National Hockey League game. It may not be exactly what Louis Gross's agent wants, but it's going to be a contract. I don't see him holding out. I just don't, because I know he wants to play and he wants to win above all else. And it just might not be his time to get the contract exactly once. And you cannot blame Brad Treliving for holding the line and being difficult and tough on it. You just cannot. He is a guy that you cannot argue with many of his moves in the 2 years he's been here. And I just think he's going to be adamant. And sooner or later, Johnny's going to have to fall in line. The bad news is it may not be for the term that fans want it to be. And I don't think it will be.
Yeah,
I can't see it being a 7 or 8 year term. I just can't. I think it would be done long ago. I'm fairly confident somewhere between 3 and 5.
Yeah, Roger, you make a great point. I mean, Treliving's job is to keep as much cap space available for some of these other young budding players like a Bennett on his next deal, like Matthew Tkachuk. Hopefully he's the whale of the player that everyone thinks he was when he was selected sixth overall. Other players that might not have arrived yet that we don't know about. You know, maybe one of these kids that's still in junior is going to be a star, Mangiapane. Maybe it's the kid playing defense at BU. We don't know. And then the other side is the agent whose names you've mentioned. He has one job as an agent. Maximize your client's value. It's an interesting stalemate to watch.
It is. Now, there was conjecture that perhaps Lewis Gross wanted to one-up Newport, Pat Morrison, and of course, Sean Monahan's agent. I think that's going to be done. I do believe he'll make more than Sean Monahan because of the dynamic potential. But where Sean Monahan, I think, is going to have the upper hand is his term is going to be longer.
Hmm.
That's a trade-off.
Yeah.
That's a big trade-off in the National Hockey. And that being said, there's nothing I think it would be better for the Calgary Flames than to have Johnny Gaudreau on this team as long as they can. But this is business.
Yeah.
And when they negotiate, they'll be talking about a lot more than what goes on the ice at home and on the road. It's becoming a complete National Hockey League player. It's becoming a leader. It's becoming a mature person. All of those things are going to come into play.
I love it. It'll be fun to watch. What have you got coming up, Raj? I know that the summers are usually a little lighter, but hockey season's right around the corner. We also have World Cup training camps starting very soon. I think less than 2 weeks, guys are going to be showing up and lacing up. I'm excited about this.
You're actually heading to Ottawa as early as September 2nd.
Wow.
A lot of the staff will be going September 2nd to Ottawa, and they'll go from there. Heading straight forward to the National Hockey League camps and seeing what the Flames have to pull. And I think it's going to be a fascinating year with Glenn Gullickson, having a bit of a relationship with him going back to the early 1990s when he was a junior hockey player. I think he's a fascinating, very intelligent young man. It's going to be quite a cerebral staff. It's going to be a very different Calgary Flame team in terms of who they are and their character and their culture. That's going to be the most exciting thing of all. What will they be like?